Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Representational state transfer may sound like a diplomatic term, but in actuality, it involves internet architecture and is better known by its acronym, REST. For those software engineers in our audience who use REST, you probably already know that South Carolina happens to be home to a very popular conference on this topic, or maybe I should say unconference. Benjamin Young is founder of REST Fest, coming back to Greenville September 26th through 29th, and we have him on the phone. Benjamin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So I said unconference because I saw that on your webpage. Tell us why it's referred to in that manner.
Unconferences are a style of conference where the attendees run the conference or participate in all the activities. So it's a much more collaborative environment.
Give us a little bit more of a description of REST.
Sure. I tell people that REST, or the dirty little secret of REST, is that we're teaching computers to browse web pages, click on links, and fill out forms. At the core of REST is the same architecture as the web is built on. So all the web pages you browse, all the links you click on, all the forms you fill out, use the same sort of technology that we use in REST APIs. API stands for Application Programming Interface, and REST is just one architectural style for building APIs.
Well, walk us through a little bit more about what happens at REST Fest.
Sure. On September 26th, we have what we call Workshop Wednesday, and that's a full-day tutorial and is actually a separate ticket. So people who don't yet feel ready to come speak on REST or any of their favorite hobbies or whatever they want to speak on, they can come to the tutorial and engage with workshop leaders and work on projects together, kind of deep dive into REST for one whole day. Starting Thursday, the 27th, we do the unconference format, which includes 5-minute talks at least from everyone who comes. And then people who want to can sign up for larger sessions that are 20 minutes each. Thursday actually is a hack day, so it's even looser in format. And we all hang out around tables and code on a project together. We decided to start with that more organic layout where everyone can get to know each other and kind of code together and understand each other's problems and interests so that when we get to the place where we're kind of on stage, we already have built some relationships and know who we're talking to.
That is what everybody is hoping to leave with, is a new relationship or two.
Yes, it's a deliberately small conference. We cap attendance at 50 people. And the reason we did that was so that people could really get to know each other. We go to Dark Corner Distillery and Chasing Rabbit's Tea Shop and do a lot of just Greenville things together. Greenville is a really well-suited town for that. We can take this group of 40 to 50 people up and down the main street a few times and enjoy being together, enjoy talking tech, and enjoy just all the things that Greenville has to offer.
REST being so integral to the internet, does this mean that the really big companies, they all have REST-specific engineers on staff?
Yes, they often do. One of our headline sponsors for the last 5 or 6 years is CA Incorporated. They have a group called the API Academy and do a good bit of training, as well as consulting around API tooling. Several of our past attendees have been from Microsoft and Google, as well as startups that are now part of those bigger companies.
Well, Benjamin, why did you make this move, decide to start REST Fest, first of all?
So when we started REST Fest 8+ years ago, it was born out of a problem that the REST community online had had for a while, where people were discussing the REST architecture. Mostly, they were heated conversations and people telling each other they were wrong. And one of my co-founders, Mike Amundson, and I decided when we met at a conference that that was one of the biggest things in the way of this architectural style and the ideas in it. And that if we wanted to really help the community benefit from the technology, we would have to help the community benefit from the community. So we implemented the unconference style and tried to create a space that was collaborative by its very nature to try and fix that. And over the years, it seems to have done that. So we're really happy that it's gone for so long.
Well, Benjamin, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Benjamin Young is founder and organizer of Rest Fest, coming to Greenville, South Carolina, September 26th through 29th. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.